Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri, serving up all kinds of delicious whiskey, wine, and local craft beers. Swing by and visit them for this week for some great live music. Thursday, August 30th, Hal Pascal of Cherokee Moon, a good friend of the show. And Friday, August 31st, another friend of the show, Fine to Drive. And on Saturday, September 1st, Blue Plate Special. You can find all this information and more at nakedvine.net. And I will be out there again on September 11th with my singer-songwriter storytelling show featuring Emily Wallace, Kevin Babb, and Joshua Aker. So come on out to that show too. So keep an eye out for everything Naked Vine at nakedvine.net. Follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And again, come on out for a drink and stick around for the show. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
What's up? I'm Robbie with the Ink Spot Block Party.
This is Big Dave.
And welcome to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Somewhere.
everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from Troy, Missouri at the Ink Spot in Troy here, hanging out with some of the guys of this year's Ink Spot Block Party. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey. Hey,
thanks.
What's up, man?
You guys, actually, every year.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. You guys want to properly introduce yourself for everybody?
I'm Big Dave, owner of the Ink Spot, and co-founder of the Block Party.
I am Robbie, a.k.a. Burt Rocket, and I'm an artist here at the Ink Spot and co-founder of the Ink Spot Block Party.
You're the founder.
I'm the founder?
You're the founder.
I thought we're both co-founders.
Well, I was like co-founder. You're the founder.
Okay, I'll take
that's how it works. You're founder.
I'm the co-founder founder of the Ink Spot Block Party. That sounds nice.
I like that. Sound nice.
It was your idea. I just said okay. Somehow it became.
I've learned that's kind of how this whole thing goes.
Right.
Robbie has ideas and Dave goes, yeah, okay. I'm Joel. I'm just here. Dave asked me to play some years ago, and now I won't leave him alone. Yeah. So I just keep showing up for stuff. And they're like, I guess he's just, okay, Joel's just going to be here.
Right.
There he is.
Joel. Yeah. Everybody knows Joel.
Yeah,
I
man.
I think I'm the only Joel around, so.
Yes.
You are the only Joel that I know.
It's a very...
I've known a few, yeah, but I don't know anybody in my immediate circle.
You don't find, like, bicycle license plates with Joel, a whole lot of Joel, do you?
No.
You missed out on the license plates and the little pens with your name.
Yep.
He goes, like, Joe, Joseph,
John.
John skips right over to Joel.
Yeah, that's right. Been my life.
Yeah.
I purposely spelled my son's name with an A instead of an E on the end, so that he also can't ever find it. He's made that comment. He's like, everybody spells it with an E. I'm like, I know. We did it on purpose because I wanted you to feel my pain growing up. So he also can't find it. Anyways.
Well, we like I said, we do have a big party coming up on September 22nd. It's a Saturday all-day event going on for the 9th annual Ink Spot Block Party.
Woo-hoo.
So
9 years.
Yeah, this is crazy to think about. I know I've been a part of a big chunk of them. I think the third was my first year out here. Something like that.
The third one would have been here in the lot, right?
Yeah.
That was our last one in the lot.
I think either two or three, something, I forget now. But I know I did at least one here in the lot, and then we moved over to the park. But yeah, I think it was, I know the story we've kind of talked about in the past too, about Joel showing up and stuff, like the RV that year and stuff. And,
that story gets talked about every year.
It's a great story. Like, I mean, yeah, you know, how often do you see, a couple of rowdy guys show up in an RV and just
inflate their own cold tub.
Yeah. Right. A cold tub, right.
Yeah,
I don't think we have the cold tub anymore. That RV still sits at the practice space.
Yeah.
Mark actually got it running. I think the intention is to finally sell that thing. But
yeah.
A tree went through the roof some years ago. And I think
these guys really scared me the first year that they played because they show up, and they're the only band that shows up in a tour bus-esque vehicle, and they show up and they roll out with instruments and beer looking like rock stars, and I'm like, man, like, we got a bunch of locals and now these guys are showing up, you know. And I had seen Inimical play at Point Fest and stuff, and back in the day when Joel was young,
1986.
And man, they rolled up and they were like full on rock star mode, you know. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning popping beers and like, let's do this. And I'm like, oh man, we're in over our head now. We got like real rock stars here in a parking lot. But they were totally cool, and now they've never left.
No, we literally never left.
I got invited into that RV at one point. I think I went over there and went into the RV at one point, and there was a bed in there, and there was a couple like dudes and a chick laying in the same bed. That's all I know. It was very rock star-esque.
Did you say a couple chicks and a dude?
No. Couple dudes and a chick.
That was a good night then, because most of the time it was just dudes. You caught us on a good day.
That was even pre-show. There wasn't even a show started yet. That was just pregaming it.
Yeah. a whole lot of testosterone in that.
You know, and what's crazy is everybody gives us, not everybody, there's a lot of people that give us trouble year after year with the block party because we have bands like Inimical Drive that have been coming year after year after year. And, you know, people are like, get some new blood in there, get some new bands. But the Ink Spot Block Party is not a festival like any other festival.
Right.
You know, it's like, this is our annual hangout and see our friends and party and, you know. So it's like, what are we supposed to do? Be like, man, I know we've hung out every year for the past 9 years, but you're going to have to sit this one out. Like, we can't do that, you right. know. Like, it wouldn't be a block party without Inimical Drive.
It will be next year. They're not invited.
This is the year that Dave's like, enough is enough.
Yeah. This is the retirement year.
It might be if I'm not careful. Right. And I got aches and pains that it doesn't get any easier. To talk about that, though, we actually said that last night. We've been doing these fan shows, and it was part of our pledge campaign to help us get the record off the ground. And really, playing in someone's driveway for 20 people that bought into this idea and genuinely just want to hang out and have a good... That's how it started with us, and I think that that's why that resonates with the block party, is because it's not a typical festival. It's not your $25 ticketed festival to try and make money off of an event. It's literally always just been about coming together. The best way that it was ever put to me, and it stuck with me, was probably the first year that we played, and I think Robbie said it best, was that, look man, we just know a bunch of musicians that play music, and a lot of them are friends of the shop and stuff. We just thought it'd be a good idea to be able to have these people come out. So we asked people to come out, and they do, and that's what we do. And then it turns out the community loves it, and our, you know, friends of the shop love it, and that's what it's been every year. So I think,
yeah, man. I mean, it's been echoed since the beginning and every year, but it definitely always feels like family, man. It's always just like either between you, from you guys, and from all the fans and friends. I mean, for every time we go out there and hang out, it's just like a big family reunion. You get to see all your buddies every time, and just, it's awesome, man. High fives and hugs all around, and it's like, it's just a good time.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, we go to a lot of shows and we tattooed a lot of shows, and I mean, Joel's played countless festivals. Like, you don't see that anywhere,
right?
You know, and I was talking to a couple of the guys from Common Jones, and they're going to be back with us this year on the block party, and that was one of the things that we were talking about, is like, why is it different, you know? And I really think it comes down to, we're not concert promoters,
right?
You know, we're dudes that love these bands, we love the music, we love the local scene, and you know, we want to get together and party. We like to party.
Yeah.
You know? I guess that's what it boils down to.
I party.
My name's Rob, and I like to party.
and it's not just the music.
All right.
I mean, there's just as many people show up that could care less about who's playing.
Right.
So
I think it's more so.
Yeah, I have tons of people. I mean, I receive letters. I just read it. It popped up on my Facebook memories yesterday. It was a letter that somebody had either messaged me or posted on my wall, and it was from a mom, and she had thanked me for, she addressed it like a mother of a teenage daughter in Lincoln County, and about how the influences and all the stuff that's going on raising a teenager, and then this Ink Spot Block Party comes up, and it's tattoos and rock and roll, and she got, you know, reluctantly, whatever, and they take their kids up there, and then there's people running around and hugging each other, and it's just, there's 7-year-old ladies and 60-year-old men and young kids and
6-year-old
right
kids, yeah.
And that's what it is. It's just a community of people, and some people are there just to hang out, some people are there to drink beer, some people are there just for the music. I'm there just to have a good time and not tattoo for a day.
Right.
You know, not tattoo. To see the people and not talk business.
Without being in the chair.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's good that you mentioned that, because maybe we can alleviate some of the hundreds of messages we get every year and just say, we will not be tattooing at the right. block party. That doesn't happen at the event. However, we'd love to tattoo you at our shop.
Right.
One of our two shops.
I get a lot of that too. I mean, it's just, I guess, part of the the nature of, but every time I show up, everybody expects me to be podcasting at an event or whatever, and I was like, no, I'm just a fan today. Like, I don't want to work at all. Right, I just want to hang out. Like, so.
Yeah. Well, that was the discussion last year.
Right.
But I had originally asked Shane to do the behind-the-scenes podcast, and he was like, I mean, I kind of want to watch the bands. And I was like, no, that's I totally respect that. Right. That is all good. You can show up and hang on. I do not expect you to work.
Right.
Just wanted to put that out there if you wanted to.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, I always appreciate the offer, but yeah, it's the same thing. I just want to, some days you just want to hang out and have a good time, not have to think about work and stuff.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
Not that this is work, but you know, in a sense, yeah.
Right.
But,
yeah.
So. Again, you mentioned Common Jones, and you know, you said earlier about people bringing in new blood, and like, I feel like you guys, we do have a core group, you know, a couple people kind of come and go some years and things, and there's definitely a lot of repeats, but you guys have been pretty good about bringing a lot of younger, newer bands up, and this year, for sure, that's the case too. You bring in a couple of new bands.
Five or six.
We brought in, you know, a lot of times what happens is, you know, obviously we want to have all the Block Party alum come out and play. However, like, you know, this year there's bands, I think, you know, Discrepancy, City of Parks, they both got a show that night. Shamans has a show that night. So it's like, when that happens, that's what really frees up the space, because we don't have to look at a band that we love and we want here and be like, man, we're going to bring in some new bands. It just works out. Right. So. We brought in, I think it's four or five new bands this year. Yeah.
Well, I saw Bleach on there. I'm glad that those guys are part of it, because, they're awesome. They're great young guys, very talented at what they do. And, they've been making some noise, real quick.
So you're saying that, and how did somebody talk to them?
Yeah. It was actually, they had played a show at the Babylon.
Rock U Fest?
Yeah, the Rock U Fest. And one of our artists, Matt Stevens, calls me, and I think he may have had a couple adult beverages or something. And he's like, hey man, you gotta hear this band, they're amazing, we gotta get them at the Block Party. And I'm like, all right man, lock it in. I didn't even hear them, you know, I'm like, I didn't know what they sounded like or anything. I'm like, you know what? We're going to let Matt have his day.
There it is.
And, you know, and then I listened to it, I'm like, yeah, they're killer.
Yeah.
And they got I saw some video, they got great energy on stage. I mean, they're going to be perfect for this.
Yeah, they're like 16 years old, and they're crushing it. They're so good.
I am ruthless.
You're staring at me because I'm smiling because I got like dad jokes. I realize like how old I'm getting. Like I'm like Bleach. Like they're a real clean band. I got all that shit going on in my head. Like, stop.
I was wondering.
I'm over here going.
Like, does Dave have a story?
No story. Just dad jokes going on in my head.
So do you want me to just
let's do it? Yeah.
Put out the whole lineup. Sure. This year's lineup. So for Inkspot Block Party. Number 9, which is Saturday, September 22nd, we got, in no particular order, Bleach, Hounds, Young Wallflower, Outrun the Fall, Modern Gold, Divide the Empire, Fly Method, Common Jones, Karma Dealer, Skyburnt White, Out Amongst the Masses, Steeples, and going to be headlining this year's event is Inimical Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, woo.
And what I'd love about this lineup too is variety. There is it's the case a lot of years, but like there's a lot of different sounds coming out of this year's lineup and stuff. So you know, you got Joe bringing the heavy, but you got Hounds are like and Modern Gold too have a sound, kind of a more of a classic rock kind of a sound. Kinda, yeah, yep. There's like some of those 70s rock sounds coming out of their stuff. Yeah. You got Fly Method bringing a little hip hop and reggae and different sounds together. Common Jones, yeah.
A Young Wallflower kind of fits into that spectrum of like hip hop. Like, yep. He's a local dude too. He's from Troy. I've known that guy for years. He actually played at he played in a band at the first ever concert that I put on in my front yard. When I was like 19 years old.
What was that one called?
It was called Bloodstock. It was a Halloween party. We built a stage in my front yard.
Bloodstock.
So metal.
Yeah. And it was a bunch of local bands. But he actually played in a band that played at that. And then, you know, this year I was listening to some of his music. I'm like, let's get this guy out here. So... but yeah, man, the spectrum of music this year is kind of all over. I mean, there's going to be something for everybody,
right?
You know?
I think that's kind of, you see different waves kind of come and go, and I think it's awesome that you see a lot of that talent pop up in our local scene, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how long has it been since you've heard good rap, rock, and then a band like Discrepancies kind of brings that in, and then Common Jones is bringing some of that funkier kind of blend stuff, and you know, if you've been around the scene long enough, you used to see some of that, and then some of it goes away, and as bands move on and do other things or whatever, but you know, so that's where a lot of that variety comes back in at. So
yeah, man.
Is Discrepancies like the band that like brought that in like locally? Like they're the first ones I really heard about that like brought it and like was climbing.
I mean,
and I'd say The Urge, like, you know, back in the day.
Well, but again, you know, that's the evolution of that.
Right. I mean, that's
it was a little more funky and kind of mixing that stuff up back in that scene. And, you know, yeah, The Urge would have been, you know, going back some. But yeah, recently, yeah, I mean, doing it and doing it well, you know.
Yeah, man.
Doing it.
Because I decided not to rap, but otherwise right. I'd be the guy bringing that.
I think you need to go that way.
Yeah.
I really do.
You know, so you're welcome. Discrepancies. Maybe, I don't know. You never know what you're gonna get with us.
Modern Gold. With Modern Gold, I saw them. They played at the Fivefold retirement show. Farewell show.
Yeah.
Retirement. And as soon as they hit the stage, I was like, these guys are playing the 9th Block Party. Like, yep. And I went to their merch booth and I'm like, where's the band? And they're like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm going to buy a t-shirt and I want to talk to the band because they have to play the Block Party. I love them. I fell in love with their music. So I'm stoked to see them out there.
Yep.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, they're great. Also new to this year's lineup also is, even though they've been a part of it, but Steeples.
Yep.
Is this will be their debut out here at the Block Party, even though we mentioned Fivefold, former members of Fivefold, and no stranger to the party for sure. So
Steeples is that guilty pleasure music for me. Like, I've got all their mixtapes in the car, and I'll throw one in and be cruising down the road and like...
You're actually throwing it in. You're like the mixtape. You're not listening digitally. You're actually throwing it in.
Yes.
I've got their CD in my CD player right now. Like, yeah. I'm still a CD guy. I'm really like...
Been running away since I was 10 years old. Hard habit to break, and I don't suppose I'll ever learn. Because loving me is hard enough as it is. Don't need nobody to miss. That's her, the rush is gone. It won't be long till you go and let me go. Don't need a hand to hold. If there's ever gonna be an ending, let's not let the beginning happen. Maybe it's a cop out. Maybe it's an excuse I tell myself so I don't face the truth. Oh, babe, what if I told you all I keep buried inside, all I hide? I'll just try to explain. It's the way it goes. You fall in love, then you lose your soul. Been running away since I was 10 years old. Hard habit to break, and I don't suppose I'll ever learn. Because loving me is hard enough as it is. Don't need nobody to miss. After the rush is gone, it won't be long till you go and let me go. Don't need a hand to hold. If there's ever gonna be an ending, let's not let the beginning happen.
What's crazy about digital music is I pay for a Spotify account.
Yeah.
It comes out of my bank every month, $10 a month, and I have no idea how to access my Spotify. Like, I've put in every combination of email and password you could think of, and they just keep taking my money, but I'm not able to use my Spotify.
Reset that password, Robbie.
I don't know what email it is.
This answers why I'm here. It's things like this.
Yeah.
Robbie, let's fix your password.
Get my Spotify working so I can get rid of
drive.
Dude, in my car right now, I've got a... It's actually my old lady's, but it's the old school binder full of CDs.
Hell yeah, man. It's awesome.
Dude, that's dangerous.
I still got mine, but I lost a good full book like that, so it's half of the collection. And it's the lesser half. I wish I had the other one if I was going to not have one anymore. I think
I'm going to decorate a whole wall of the new tattoo shop. We got a new shop in St. Peter's. I think I'm gonna do like a whole wall. You know how people decorate with, like, I'm gonna do a whole wall of just like the panels. You know how the booklets, the sleeves with the CDs in them. So anybody listening, if you have like those old books and you want to retire them, you've got some cool old CDs. I want to collect them and hang them as like artwork. So these young
people come in like, "What? Go ahead and pick what you want to listen to. Grab it out of the CD and throw it in."
Yeah,
it's actually an awesome idea. I can see it.
At one time, it was like high school, like a football game or something, where I was hanging around after school. And
it's so much cooler if you said at band camp.
Oh, yeah.
That's one time.
Yeah. But I had, like Joel mentioned, and Robbie mentioned the binder, but I had somebody swipe my binder of CDs, and, it was whatever, 150-something CDs, whatever, something like that. It was a big one, and it was a real bummer. But like maybe a week or something then later, I'm like walking somewhere on the other side of town, and I happen to notice a CD, and I picked it up just to see what it was, and it says Shane's mix on it, and I was like, damn it, somebody's cruising around town just slinging my CDs out the window. This one sucks.
Nope. Like, nope. It's like, nope.
So I'm just like,
oh man, that's so rough.
Yeah. I was like, so anyway. It was really disappointing.
This mix
yeah.
sucks.
Let's just take this moment to wish death and heartache on the person who stole your CDs.
Yeah.
It's rough.
So you couldn't even attempt to find the guy that stole your CDs anywhere you would go because they don't they don't think like you or even like the same.
Isn't
that crazy? That was a real concern. Like if you had that big book, don't leave it on your back seat if you go downtown, like throw it in the trunk and lock it up and stuff. Like that's
one
of my buddy Christian too. He had his window knocked out for the book of CDs because there was that much value on driving around with a collection of records. Isn't that awesome? I think it's crazy to think about.
And now I have them, my whole back seat's covered in local band CDs and stuff, and nobody takes them, so.
Yeah. Can't give them away.
Because they look in the window. Yeah, like, nobody, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, nobody.
Inimical. Yeah, what is inimical?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I can't even say this.
Who
I definitely
names their
don't
band
it.
Inimical?
I don't care about that. Yeah, nobody said we were good at marketing.
I think Dave in his office actually has, I think you still have a fully wrapped Copperview CD sitting in your office.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, man, that was that's still one of my favorite moments. Highlight from when seeing those guys and then singing, seeing Ryan, Jack, and Gabe singing with them and stuff like that was such a cool moment. And it was
cool block party moments. Like I had to like keep from sobbing like a baby.
Oh, I was sobbing like a baby. I didn't even care.
There was tears, however. I had to keep from like the brick in the washing machine kind of crying.
I was singing yesterday with tears rolling down my face.
That was definitely one of those memories that stand out.
The dude from Arsenic finally got prosecuted, though.
Yeah.
He got prosecuted. He's going to prison for a while. Which, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully he learned some valuable lessons.
Get out what you put in.
Do you guys have particular moments that come to mind that you guys, when you think of block party?
Man, there's so many.
Yeah.
Because I look at the block party in like chapters, you know?
Right.
Like I look at the parking lot days, and then I look at our first days at the fairgrounds, and then I look at like our more recent years at the fairgrounds, you know? And it's like, so everything's kind of chapters, you know? Obviously, you know, the story we talked about with Inimical at that first block party, that's epic. However, I guess it was, I guess it was last year was the first year we had, like, major production.
It was a bigger production last year, for sure.
We had
the
LED wall and all that.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite memories, man, because I remember standing in the crowd and looking at that stage and thinking, like, this looks like a professional stage. Like, it was, you wouldn't think any different, like, if you were standing at Riverport, you know, watching a band on the stage, and I'm like, wow, we did this. And we're tattoo artists, you know, we talk about it all the time. We're tattoo artists, we're not concert promoters, but that was one of my favorite memories from recent years is just seeing that stage and just it was just overwhelming, you know?
Yeah.
I'd say that's probably exactly it. And it says a lot that when it's not designed to be this big concert festival, because other people do festivals around town and stuff, and other towns in Illinois, as you go a little bit further out, they, you know, but it's all put on by the city, and again, it's big ticket money and all this stuff. When this was never supposed to be that, and it just developed into standing in the back or standing on stage with Story of the Year coming out with their, you know, and it was like those moments. Shamans has been one of my favorite bands. We've been playing with those dudes for years, and to watch them grow and to be able to stand on stage and watch these guys perform for what is a legit concert now, and it just grew from that.
Yeah.
So I think the first year is probably always the most memorable for us, because pulling up in the RV, we stole the day sheet and that, and I tried to go last night, somebody was talking about it, and I tried to pull up that picture. I have it somewhere, and I snapped a picture of it, and it still hangs in the RV. We taped that day sheet.
Oh, no way.
And it had, and Fro was here that year.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of that lineup, but it was Mindset Evolution, Cavo, Us, Fivefold when they were babies.
Right. Miller Me, Killer You.
Killer Me, Killer You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Killer Me, Miller You, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Living High Life. I couldn't think of everybody else that was on that bill, but it was, stood back and was like, dude, this is as good as anything. It's in the parking lot of this tattoo shop. These guys are awesome. And it was a big deal, and it still hangs in the RV, actually.
Nice.
That day sheet, but I had a picture of it anyways. Good story, Joel. But I think that's what it is, right? That it just kind of built to this thing.
Yeah.
That's what, when people approach, I've seen a couple of the messages come through. People approach it like very festival oriented. And I'm like, let's give you the backstory to this. This is not your typical thing. This is volunteers and community based and, you know.
And it's, you know, and it's still growing. I mean, you know, like this year, like we've moved on to a new venue.
Right.
You know, and that's a big deal for this year. You know, we had some...
Yeah. Pay attention. It's in Winfield this year.
Yeah.
That's important to know.
Yeah. So that's important information. I'm sure there's going to be people showing up.
Yeah. I'm probably going to stand in the fairgrounds like, what the hell?
Where's the stage? No, we ran into some creative differences with the venue that we have been using the past few years. And, actually, the mayor of Winfield, Missouri, got a hold of me and basically told us, he's like, what do we got to do to get you here? We want you here.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Winfield. Like, that's where I went to school. You know, I played football down there. Like, I know a lot of people down there. So I'm stoked to be going back to my hometown, so to speak, and bringing 10,000 of my rowdiest friends and putting on an amazing show in the backyards.
Yeah. It's still Lincoln County.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the neighboring town.
Yeah.
And the new setup looks awesome.
It is. It's very park-esque.
Yeah. Shotgun style park. You walk in, you're in it.
Grass.
You're in the event. Yeah, you're in the event.
Yeah.
No matter what. It's shotgun style. So it's, you walk in, you're gonna walk right into vendors and community and entertainment off in the distance.
I don't know, there was a lot of people this year that we're kind of worried because we got behind the gun on this one with running into the issues with the venue and that stuff. Like, you know, we just made the announcement this past Friday. You know, it's Sunday now. We made the announcement on Friday and we're less than a month out from the show. Normally,
yeah, I mean, the date had been out there, so
yeah, the date had been out there. However, normally we, you know, our lineup and stuff's announced months prior and we're just in promotion mode for those months, and this year we got behind the gun on it, and we, you know, however, we're all confident that the Ink Spot Block Party people are going to show up, and it's going to be just as good as any other year.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the venue may have changed and all that, but still the same party, still free.
Absolutely.
Also with a ticket from your sponsor. So if you we have those out there. Are coming out there soon, I guess?
Yeah, they will be announced here this coming week. At this point right now, you can get them at either Ink Spot location, either our Troy location or the St. Peter's location. And then I believe some bands have tickets as well.
Yep. Yeah, you should be able to contact any of the bands starting this week for tickets. And
You can check out, we'll have tickets at the Grandest Shop Ever in St. Peter's, and we'll have tickets with Lori McMillan in St. Peter's also. She's an attorney at law. We'll have tickets at Foley Dental, which is over in Illinois, for our friends that are right across the river down deep in St. Louis. She's in, and
yeah, another big one that's going to have tickets this year, and he's also doing our beer garden, and he always comes out and takes care of the backstage. He sets up a bar backstage for the bands as if they need any more alcohol and debauchery back there. Shamrocks, you know, Kyle.
Shamrocks and
St. Peter's. Yeah, very nice.
Kyle stepped up this year. He wants to be as big a part as he can, and he loves to support our event. And
if you haven't been to Shamrocks, it's the best bar and bar food in St. Peter's.
Best. So, I'm gonna beer say selection. This. I'm gonna say this. I don't drink, so I don't know about the beer. However, it is the best fried pickles I've ever had in my entire life.
It does.
Hands down, best fried pickles I've ever had.
We have we'll have tickets at every one of the Vapor Locker locations throughout St. Charles County, and there's one in Troy, and then we'll have tickets with Zoom Construction. Zoom Construction is always a big sponsor of ours, and he'll be running around, so we'll Show Me Snakes, Mickey Meyer from Show Me Snakes. Many of you guys know him, and he puts on a big reptile show. He'll have a bunch of tickets at his reptile shows, or you can hit him up privately. Those are some of the sponsors right now that have tickets.
And anybody else that's interested in becoming a sponsor, hit us up through Facebook or contact one of the shops, because we're always in need of new sponsors.
FNS Collision down at the end of South Lincoln Drive. They're a sponsor of ours, and they will have tickets as of tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Nice.
Vendor and sponsor inquiries at inkspotblockparty@gmail.com. There should be on the, or you can find it all on the Facebook.
But. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, just to explain our tickets a little bit, because some people get confused, you know, technically, if you go to our sponsor and you get a ticket, it's a free show. However, those tickets have a face value. Every ticket's right. A $10 ticket to get in. If you don't have a ticket when you show up, it will be $10 to get into the venue. And that's our way to give back to our sponsors that put this on, you know, is that's the only place you're going to get a ticket.
Yeah.
You know, is either one of our shops or one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And we look at it like this, you know, those sponsors bought your ticket. That's why it has a $10 face value.
Sure.
Is that sponsor paid for that ticket for you.
Go support local business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing too, you know, with the tickets this year is we only released 12,000 tickets. So, you know, normally we put out anywhere from 15 to 20,000. This year we wanted to, you know, we wanted to create kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for? We wanted a buzz about it, you know, get out and get some tickets. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have a lot of time. So we only released 12,000 tickets this year. So anybody listening to this, go out and get some tickets, you know?
Yeah. Very cool. Again, all this is happening on September 22nd. What time are we opening doors?
11 a.m.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I believe show starts at 11.
12.
Show starts at 12.
Yeah. And till
maybe.
Yeah. We'll see. It didn't sound real confident there, you know. Just come out. You know.
Games are at 11, show starts at noonish.
Yeah, we don't want people standing there like, I listen to the podcast.
All right.
And there'll be things to do if it doesn't start right. Yeah, you know, there's always something.
Either way, we start selling beer when the gates open.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
we'll be there.
When they start at 11:30.
Right. Yeah.
So be there when the gates open.
Yeah.
Hey, last minute there may be another band thrown on or something. It's been known to happen.
I'd also like to make an announcement about parking too this year, because I've had a lot of questions about that. And basically, the parking situation for our new venue is park legally and don't block a driveway. You know, I mean, this event takes place in a city park this year, and there's really no parking lot. It's all just kind of city streets that surround it. So, you know, park with some sense. Don't block anyone's driveway. Don't park in anyone's yard.
Carpool.
You know, save the
world. Go ahead. Save the world. Save the planet. Save the world. That applies.
I just watched that Leonardo DiCaprio documentary the other night, so I'm all about going green.
You were asking about favorite moments, man. Every year at the end of the block party, it's like I look, there's so many good moments, man. Right. However, every year at the end of the block party, like, I don't know how to throw a concert. You know, we don't know how to throw a concert. People ask me, sit down with me every year and go, hey, man, I'm wanting to do this big event, and I want to sit down and interview you and, like, ask you, like, how to go about doing this. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I have no idea, man. It just slowly, like, happened. Like, 1 year we did it. Like, do it for 10 years. That's how I did do it. Do it for 9 years. And give it away for free. And be as cool as you can. And then people start helping you do it. So, turns out, I know nothing about how to turn over and run sound. However, Joel does. And he's like, hey, man, what you're doing is cool. I'll help out. And then this guy's like, hey, man, you really need to have hand washing stations by your porta potties. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that would probably be a pretty good idea. Never even thought about that. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh. So slowly, collectively, and people are like, man, you need to do this and you need to do that. And slowly we've done that. And I'm not able to do it. I just have a ton of people that all volunteer their time and effort because we're doing something cool. And it started as a customer appreciation party, and then it got too expensive and I couldn't afford to do it. So I figured out, I'm like, how do we keep doing this? And I went around to local businesses and I'm like, hey, you give me $500, we'll give you tickets to give to your people, and it'll be like a group customer appreciation party. And that's kind of how it's grown. So it's like they pay for it. They get to give their customers and friends tickets. And when it's all said and done, it's like fascinating how incredible it is and that we can make it through it. And cops donate their time and the ambulance donates their time. And I got, it's just fascinating every year.
Yeah. You're talking about the cops donating and the security and stuff, but that's one thing I do love about this event and stuff too, is that nobody acts stupid out there. We never had hardly any issues in what almost 9 years.
I act stupid. Well, nobody sees that.
Joel does. All right. Yeah. But I mean, like,
most of the stupid shit happens behind the stage.
Right.
So exactly. It's all backstage. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, we don't, you know, there's very little incidents where we have to have any security. And that's what, I mean, for having, you know, whatever 10,000 some people out there, and then, like, and they all behave, like, that's right. Really impressive. So, because I work in a bar with a lot less people and it gets a lot weird, you know, crazier. So, yeah. I've seen it, but it's nice to have people that come out and actually respect what's going on out there and just have a good time and not do something dumb.
I think it's all about the vibe, you know? Like, I mean, if you create... I go to a lot of concerts, you know, and you go to some shows and they just got this attitude, like, vibe to them, you know? And then people are getting in each other's faces. Like, we create an environment where everybody wants to just be love, you know, like everybody wants to be cool and get along. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how it works, but it works.
Yeah, man. Well, again, come out to Ink Spot Block Party number 9. You guys said you were already planning number 10. We got some the big 10th anniversary, huh?
I mean, I don't want to take anything away from the 9th annual Ink Spot Block Party. However, with getting the new venue, it's almost as if the 9th annual Block Party is setting the stage for the 10th annual.
Right.
I mean, you know, I remember me and Dave talking during the 4th Block Party, the 3rd Block Party, and talking about, man, do you think we could go 10 years with this thing, you know? And here we are. We're on the cusp of the 10-year anniversary of this event. And, I mean, I'm not going to give away any secrets or anything like that. However, there's a lot of talk behind the scenes that...
Lady Gaga.
Wait, shut up.
I would kill to see that.
I'm not going to say that Lady Gaga's not going to be there. What I am going to say is that...
Jesus
Christ. Lady Gaga and Rob Zombie.
Together.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Kurt Cobain's gonna be coming back. That's gonna offend somebody. But no, seriously, you know, we've already got plans. We have a committee now that we make all the block party decisions with, and we've got plans to meet up a week after this year's block party to immediately go into planning the 10th annual. And all I can say is that I know for myself and a lot of the other people that work with us on the block party, we are all prepared to put 100% our heart and soul into the 10th annual and give everyone something they'll never forget. I want jaws on the floor when we finish that event.
You mentioned the production. I think it's just the natural course of things that, you know, you're building to the 10-year anniversary, but without that emphasis, every year it just got bigger and better, and everybody wants to do something bigger and better. And so, you know, it leads up to last year, standing back being like, dude, look at this show. It's awesome.
This year will not disappoint.
And this year is not going to disappoint. No. So
this year we're pulling out some surprises.
When I brought it to the band, I said, so Dave and Robbie have asked us to headline this year. And so we're honored. We love it. We love these guys, and we will always be a part of it no matter what. But that's a really cool thing for us. And at the same time, if you know our band, we always try to do ridiculous things and kind of step up the game or whatever. So we've decided that we're all going shirtless. That's the big surprise.
Finally, nine years
will not disappoint. Inimical Drive, shirtless. There it is. I'm just putting it out there.
We're gonna have to check on regulations in the city of Winfield before.
That's the big drop. So you heard it here first on the podcast.
We do have some big surprises in line for this year. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna.
I'll say this: it's getting weird right about now. Like things. At the meeting, things got weird. So, and it didn't stop. It was like, oh, okay, that's funny. Oh no, it's happened. Okay, cool. All right.
It's gonna blow people away. It's gonna blow people away what we got going on this year. And I mean, if you've never been to an Ink Spot Block Party, you definitely want to make it out to Winfield September 22nd and be a part of this. Just be a part of it, you know. And like, don't come to watch a show. Come to be a part of something.
Oh yeah. Well, very cool. Well, again, grab tickets from all these local sponsors or the shop, Vapor Lockers, any of those, wherever are the bands. Click RSVP on the Facebook event and tell all your friends and come party with us.
There'll be more going. Ink Spot Block Party has a page, so there's going to be a lot more information on there with all the sponsors. We're doing more promotion and some more just getting around talking about it more, but all those details will be on the Facebook page so that everybody knows where to find it. Go to the event page. We've sponsored that post to you know, let us know if you're coming, or the interested thing, we talked about that. It's cool that you're interested. Let us know if you're coming.
So here's there's 100 tickets for Rock Paper Podcast that you guys can get.
So there you go.
Out.
Shane sees more people than anybody in this scene. So there it is. Shane's got tickets. All Hit him up. Yeah, text
Rock
him directly.
Podcast,
his cell phone number is.
It's a ticket. Is now a ticket outlet. So
very cool.
Find Shane. Get
Shane's
tickets.
Like, you bastard.
Son of a.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, actually, Shane's the only one that has tickets for the block party. We just gave him the whole box, so contact him directly.
He's like, I'll be posting this podcast on the 21st.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, thank you guys. This is always a pleasure getting to hang with you guys, and so thanks for doing the show, and thanks for letting me be a part of all this out here for.
It's our pleasure, man.
For
we
so
love
many
you.
Years now.
Thanks for coming out and doing it.
Yeah, man.
Thanks,
we
Shane.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I'll see you guys September 22nd for sure.
Absolutely.
Woo! All right. Bye, everybody.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.